God's Month. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, Salam and welcome to the program. The blessed month of Ramadan is the month of taking the lead in obedience of God and competition in doing righteous deeds. The Messenger of Mercy, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, says, "Every deed has two halves. One half is worship and another half belongs to prayer." According to this luminous word, no worship is considered as a righteous deed unless it is accompanied with prayer. Prayer and asking God is the means of taking the lead in worship and servitude. The Prophet has also been narrated as saying, "Two persons enter paradise, while one of them notices that the other one is superior to him. He asks God, 'My Lord, why have you given him superiority over me, while our deeds were the same?' God the Exalted answers, 'He used to ask me, but you didn't. He used to pray, but you didn't.'" All of us have committed sins and have slipped from the right path. Moreover, we won't be immune from slipping in future either. But our sins shouldn't make us lose hope in God's mercy and forgiveness, no matter how great these sins are. God says in Ayah 53 of Surah Zumar, "Say that Allah declares, 'O my servants who have committed excess against their own souls, do not despair of Allah's mercy. Indeed, Allah will forgive all sins. Indeed, He is the All-Forgiving, the All-Merciful.'" If a person commits sin out of ignorance and then realizes his mistake and decides to compensate and correct his behavior, God gives good news of forgiving him. The Prophet of Islam says that Allah has said, "If my servants who have turned their backs to me knew how much I wait for them and am eager to their return, they would lose life zealously." Islam has considered despairing of God's mercy as the greatest sin. How can be desperate of God's mercy while His mercy has overtaken His wrath? And the surahs of the Quran begin with the two names of Rahman, meaning the All-Compassionate, and Rahim, meaning the All-Merciful. These two words have been repeated nearly 450 times in the Quran. This makes us dare to turn to Allah, no matter how many sins we may have committed. Definitely, there is no refuge except God against our sins. So, how can we be disappointed of His mercy and forgiveness? However, Imam Reza, peace upon him, has warned us, saying, "He who has repented and asked his God for pardoning and forgiveness while he is still persisting in sin and does not give up committing sin, indeed, he has ridiculed himself." Those who know God are well aware that God's mercy, munificence, and magnanimity are infinite. Thus, they never quit appealing to him and demanding from him. There is no need to pass courses at the faculties of theology to recognize God. It would suffice only to look at different phenomena in nature and the world. Listening to the sound of waterfalls, the blowing of wind, and chirruping of birds will open the doors of cognizance to God, to our heart and intellect. This has been manifested in the best way in dua iftitah, or supplication of opening or starting, where the infallible Imam says, "All praise belongs to Allah, whose kingdom is clear in creation, and His praise is manifested through magnanimity of His majesty. His hand is open in munificence, the one whose treasury will never decrease, and ample giving will not increase, but His generosity and magnanimity. Indeed, He is the invincible, the all-munificent." This has been explicated by Imam Ali, peace upon him, where he says, "I haven't seen anything except that I have seen Allah with it, in it, before it, and after it." This is quite opposite of the Western surgeon who said, "I will never believe in God until I see Him lying in front of me for operation." An adamant faithless who denies God's manifest signs everywhere is like a person who denies sun and closes his eyes not to see it. In this part of the supplication, we read that the more God gives and donates, the more His generosity and magnanimity increases. To make it clear, Imam Ali, peace upon him, says, "Every container becomes smaller with pouring in it, except the container of knowledge, which becomes broader with pouring in it." In other words, a student who learns 10 subjects, his mind will be ready to grasp more subjects. In the same way, when God gives some bounty, the individual's capacity increases and God will give him more.